With KEDM News, I'm Bob Lennox. Monroe police are working to bridge the gap between the community and law enforcement. On Thursday, the department launched a new website designed to give information about police and allow the public an online voice in the department. It's been several years since Monroe Police got an upgrade online, but Thursday's launch was designed to show the public what Monroe Police do on a daily basis and tell police what they can do better to serve the community. Chief Quentin Holmes says he wants the website to be able to connect with the community and serviceable to all citizens. ULM alumna Bonnie Baxter has been honored as the 2015 World Language Teacher of the Year by the Louisiana Foreign Language Teachers Association. Baxter, a ULM Spanish and English graduate, received the award during the LFLTA conference in Kenner. She has served as a Spanish teacher at West Ouachita High School since 2002 and named West Ouachita's Teacher of the Year in 2008. During her time at ULM, Baxter participated in study abroad programs with ULM in Mexico, Peru, and Costa Rica. A study from Tulane University suggests residents in Boston and Seattle better take steps to protect themselves from the flu. Louisiana Radio Network's Jeff Palermo has more on the report.
Tulane researcher Charles Stecker found that cities who have teams play in the Super Bowl see on average an 18% increase in flu deaths among those over 65 years old. Stecker says it's easier for the flu to spread when people are packed into bars or at a person's home for a watch party.
Well, it's a pretty interesting question how these social gatherings impact infectious disease transmission.
His advice for people in Boston and Seattle or anyone planning to watch the Super Bowl with a large group of people, get a flu shot, wash your hands, and don't double dip your chip. Jeff Palermo reporting.
The KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny skies the remainder of the afternoon with a high today in the mid-50s, mostly cloudy and turning cold tonight with a low in the low 30s. Mostly cloudy skies for tomorrow, the high on Saturday in the upper 50s.